Looking through the lens of our camera, we have caught some unbelievable moments when it comes to professional bass fishing. How do they do it? Hell, we don't know. We're just camera guys.
All right, so you got me?
Yep.
All right, so you're on the phone again, and we're still BJ-less. There's no BJ. I don't think he's ever coming back. I'm just going to say that now. If we want, we can have like a memoriam in like the intro. Like I'll put like a memoriam for him. He's just never coming back. I don't know when those videos are ever going to get done, if they're ever going to get done. So it's just me and you, Colin. It's me and you, Colin, for at least, I don't know, at least until the season starts, and we'll see if he shows back up.
And then there were two.
That didn't take long. It only took 7 episodes, and we've officially, he's gone. It's unfortunate. He was such a character.
Oh man,
I'm gonna miss that guy.
Nah, they'll be more than two. I think maybe the next episode we'll try to get a guest. Maybe.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I've got a couple guys lined up that I want to try to get on. Sometime next week, or even later this week, we may have to do another one so we can have one for next week, and then the week after that. So not the week between that short week for Labor Day, but the week after, I'm on vacation. So this is not happening. If we want to get one, we gotta record it between then and now.
Yep. We'll pre-record.
What have you been up to?
Oh boy. Well, you want to just get into it?
Yeah, let's just go straight into it, because you're full on deer season now.
Yes, I am. Well, the season is not open, but I'm full on, you know, prepping and whatnot. So I went to Oklahoma last week. We went Sunday. We left on a Sunday, drove 12 hours, came back on a Wednesday. And we were just going up there to get food plots bush hogged and trails cut and cameras put up, just all the – some more of the preseason work. And so we – it's 12 hours away. It's in Oklahoma. And we rented a tractor that we were going to pick up when we were up there. To use, because we didn't want to haul a tractor 12 hours and get, you know, 6 feet to the gallon.
Sure.
So we rented a tractor up there. So we get up there Sunday evening and we just start riding around, checking cameras. And we quickly realize that there's wild hogs up there in Oklahoma at this place. And there's a lot of them. And they have just destroyed everything, dude. I'm talking about feeders are flipped upside down on the ground, fences are tore. We had a 3-ton, what I'm calling is like a hopper or like a grain bin or something. This is basically just a big metal box that holds 3 tons of corn. We had it full. They managed to get into the bottom of it and they ate 3 tons of corn.
Good grief.
Like, I'm not even lying. 3 tons of corn. And so they ate all that. They messed up feeders. That was just the first day. So then we wake up Monday morning. We go to get our tractor. And we get to the rental place. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't have you down. I'm not sure who you talked to, but we don't have a tractor for you. And we're 12 hours away from home. So we start scrambling and they said they could get us another one. So we're trying to, this poor guy that's trying to help us out. They finally get a tractor, but now he's trying to get it set up. And this poor guy is, I mean, he's 400 pounds. I mean, he can barely walk.
Maybe he got y'all's corn. Maybe it wasn't hogs. Maybe he got your corn.
Maybe so. There might be a couple tons up in there, but
yeah.
So no tractor. It ends up not working. We spent half a day with this dude trying to get this tractor, only to find out like he doesn't have these certain parts that we needed to run the tractor. So we wasted half a day there. So then we called another place. It fell through, and then we ended up getting in touch with somebody up there who had a tractor. So we used it we set it up for the next day to use it. So now we're on Tuesday. So Tuesday rolls around. The tracker shows up about midday. And keep in mind, this is another topic we can get into after this, but dude, it has been abnormally hot this summer.
Tell me
about
it.
At least for me, where I am.
It's been
unbelievable. And so it was, dude, for the whole time we were up there, it was 110 degrees. And so we finally get the tractor. We get the tractor around lunchtime. Well, by lunchtime, it's already 110 degrees. So we start working, and we're cutting, and it's just kind of going slow. And then we ended up breaking a part on the tractor. So, on the farthest piece of the property, like farthest away from the truck, we break this piece. So it takes us an hour and a half to drive back from back there all the way, like back to the truck. And then, so the rest of that was kind of at night anyway. So that was shot. The next morning, we wake up, go buy the part, put it on the tractor, finish cutting, drive home. We didn't end up leaving until like 12:30. It's a 12-hour drive. I didn't get home until like 1:30 in the morning, Wednesday night.
Can I tell you what I get out of
disaster.
That? Can I tell you what I get out of this whole story?
What?
You know, you can just go to the grocery store and get a pound of ground beef, and it's like way cheaper and way less hassle than all this. Because all you're going out there, you're fighting with these hogs, which, by the way, they need to be eradicated, but whatever. You're fighting with them. Your tractor breaks down just so you can go and kill a deer, right? Harvest a deer.
Which is not ground beef, but continue.
What? It's all meat to me. It's all protein. You harvest a deer, then you gotta, are you processing it yourself, or are you gonna pay someone to process it?
We do it. Me and my dad do it ourselves.
Okay, so you're gonna get all messy and bloody.
But most people do. Most people, yeah. Like the people who I film kill these deer will probably send them to get processed.
Yeah, they'll send them to get processed. By the end of it, you're so deep down as far as like money, like just sinking in there for just a few back straps, some ground venison. What else you get out of that?
Memories, man.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. So far, they don't sound like good ones. I'm just throwing it out there. It doesn't sound great to me. I mean, but you
not
do
yet.
You do you. No, I know you. I know you love the deer hunting.
And
there's tons of guys that love it, and it's more for being out there and being back one with nature.
Yes.
And it's the whole, I get it. I do get it. But I always tell people that, like, man, that sounds, you know, I struggle too. I got in the car. I had to go fill up so I could go to the grocery store and get, you know, a pound of ground round. Yep. That's what I did. Made some chili just like yours, except mine was beef and didn't have all the struggle.
Yeah. You mentioned it. And actually me and Mark talked about this on the way back, and it's just like, that's, being out there, dude, is like my therapy. And I kind of equate it to like Mark and Dustin and all of them when they're on the water, like maybe by themselves, you know, like when we're not in the boat, or maybe even tournament day when the official's not talking that much. But when you're out there by yourself, dude, man, it's just like therapy.
Yep.
It's hard to beat.
Yep. No, I would agree with that. I was just messing with you, but no, I always like throwing that one out there. No, speaking of hot, so me and you were going to do a podcast last week.
Oh, yeah.
And you texted me and you're like, hey, you want to do a podcast? And I was like, dude, I don't know if I can. Like, I've got to figure it out. My AC unit went out last week in the middle of all that heat.
Oh,
100 degree heat. I've got a picture on my phone of when the AC guy, because we had to go a night without. Like, we just went to a hotel. My kids thought it was a freaking vacation. They were up all night. It's like in the middle of the week. Like, we're like, no, 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 you got to go to sleep. You got to go to daycare. We got to go to work in the morning. Like, it was just it was a big mess. But I took a picture of my thermostat when the guy said, turn it on. Like, it's fixed. Turn it on. It was 92 degrees in my house.
Oh, my gosh.
92
dude.
Degrees. It was a blast.
Dude, yeah. So how long were y'all out of AC?
It was a little over 24 hours. So I was down here working, doing some stuff for my like normal job. I went upstairs at lunch on Wednesday and noticed, hey, it's like 80 up here. Like, why is it 80? And then I realized it was blowing out just air. Like, there was no AC behind it.
Where you work at down there, is that Is that the first floor or is that the basement, like
No,
under the ground?
it's like the first floor. We live in a split level.
Okay.
So it's like a split
okay.
foyer. It's like the first floor, but it naturally just stays colder down here. So I really
right.
didn't notice very much of a difference until I went upstairs and I got hit with that hot air. And it, gosh, it hit me and it kept getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And there was nothing I could do. We have one of those like little portable AC units, you know, you can just roll around the house.
But that ain't,
it ain't doing much. Not when you lose that much coolness and it's got to try to bring it back down and you can only do about a room at a time. So
well, yeah,
it was a mess, but it ended up being like a capacitor, of course, and then a fan motor, which was the expensive part.
Yeah.
The fan motor was the expensive part, but it is what it is. You gotta have it. I told the guy, I said, look, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'll pay you double if you do it right now.
Dude, it's freaking insane. And it's like, you've probably seen a couple of the stories I've posted. Like, I'm ready for this, dude, to be over with. This heat is ridiculous, dude. Like,
there was, hang on. No. There was a story you posted yesterday that I about died. It was a path. It looked like an ATV path or a truck path.
Yeah,
and it just leaves everywhere.
And
you're like, fall is in the air. Just kidding.
No, nope.
It's just so hot. The trees are dying.
Dude, and that's not even a joke. Like, we have, like, at our house, up until yesterday evening, it had gone, like, well over a month without rain and multiple days over 100 degrees in a row, which, like, usually in the summer, like, it's, like, 96 at the hottest point of the day with, like, 96% humidity. And now it's just, like, 104, and it's just insane. When we were in Saginaw, this is how long this heat wave has been going. When we were at Saginaw, my dad texted me while we were going. He said, it's gotten over 100 9 days in a row.
That's crazy.
And I'm just over it. I already like the winter more because it means hunting season and cooler weather. So, but I'm over it, dude. It's ridiculous. I'm ready for 30 degrees. That was another story I posted. I said I'm ready for 30 degrees in a north wind.
Oh, you're not lying. I'm almost over summer. Like, we've got a beach trip, but it can cool off a little bit. Like, I don't want to just roast on this beach
right.
trip. But, like, I don't know. It's been too hot to fish. Like, I can't get – Dustin and Mark have gone out to, like, a private pond, and they've fished, and they did really, really well. But, like, that's the only place you can really catch them is in private places. Like, it's really tough right now in public bodies of water. It's just so freaking hot. The water temp's, like, pretty much in the 90s. Like, it's unbelievable.
Oh, dude, I was talking to somebody down here. And, you know, our like, canals and whatnot down here, they're shallow. I mean, Louisiana's a shallow water fishery. And, dude, a 2 foot deep canal, the water is hot, dude. Like, it's... The fishing is just terrible right now. It really is.
Yeah, I know. Luckily, we've got a couple banked little videos. I'm literally like watching one export right now for tomorrow. I was going to try to get it up today, but I don't think it's going to happen. I've got a meeting at one that I've got to do in person for like my full-time job, and I would rather just not rush it. It's actually a really good video. It's the one we did where we're bank fishing in Michigan. So if you're listening to this, it's going to post today if you're listening on Tuesday. Me and you were talking when we were filming this, because you were filming Mark doing this as well.
Yeah,
that video
put a snippet in our travel vlog.
Yeah, y'all put it in your travel vlog, which is honestly kind of what we should have done. The first 4 or 5 minutes of this video are really well, and they're structured, and it's got like a flow. And then they started catching them so quickly that it was like, I looked at you at one point and I said, I have no idea what I have anymore. Like, I don't know where I'm at in this video. Like, I have no idea. It's just everybody was catching them so quick, and so much chaos was happening. I was just like, I don't know.
It was – so on our off day, we went and did the same thing. Mark and Adrian, they went and did a little challenge at the same place. And originally, you know, I hooked them both up with the chesty, and then I was just going to, you know, cut to the big camera, like, once they hook up or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I don't even think I'm going to have to use any chesty footage, because they were like, they were like, hey, I got one. So I turned the camera on, and then they would like set the hook.
So Dustin,
and it was just like back to back to back.
Dustin had a chesty in this video, but I rarely used it. I only used it almost as like a transition to get to a next little scene. You know what I mean? Because it was just like catch, 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 catch. And I was like, I need to break it up. So luckily I had drone footage to sort of break that stuff up and different stuff. But that's what I used it for. I used it just to get me to the next little spot. And it worked out pretty well. But the video turns into chaos about minute 7. And it finally gets back together about minute 14. And then it slows dramatically down because the bite slowed down. And then by minute 20, we're done. We wrap it up and we're done. But it's a really, really good video. I actually saw... Y'all posted a video last night, and I didn't see the whole video. I didn't even really hear the audio because I was laying in bed when I saw it pop up. But I just watched and saw the captions of like the first like little intro clip that you had, and I was dying. I was dying laughing. I was like, I've got to watch this tomorrow when I get some time because it was funny. There's so much just little things that even though we filmed it, like because I was helping you film it, I just forgot happened.
Right.
It was such a good little video. So
yeah,
I've got to watch the whole thing.
You lost the shirt. Oh, you lost the shirt.
That shirt is toast. I thought I saved it, but it is toast. Like, it is. So if you haven't watched that, slide over to Mark's channel. You've got to watch the flip pong video we did up at Saginaw. Adrian got me. I got a little too close trying to get the shot, and I paid for it.
Hey, but you got the shot.
I did get the shot, and it was. I thought it was a pretty good one. Like, I mean, he jumps up off screen, so it was pretty good. I think you actually used that in your thumbnail. It was a good tight little shot.
I'm working on Rate to Beat right now. That's what I'm working on. Mm. That'll go live on Sunday. I have that pulled up on my computer right here right now. That's what I'm working on. And you said you're working on a bank video.
Yeah, I'm working on the bank fishing video. And then, Dustin, we've got to film something this week that we're going to post up there. So I can't tell what that is just yet. So anyway, hey, let's pause for 1 second. What were we talking about?
Good.
Yeah, I'm good. Well, I had to do something for work there. So go ahead.
We just kind of finished off talking about like what we were working on, but
yeah, and
I have something.
And if I sounded distracted during that, I was. That was what I was doing. I was getting distracted, and I finally realized, dude, I'm not giving what I need to give to this podcast right now. I need to focus in real quick. So I'm back. I'm good now. I'm good.
You're good. You're ready.
Yeah, I'm good.
I got something for you.
Okay, go for it.
I got a little topic of discussion.
All right.
So I'm going to just kind of ask like a couple of questions and then you can answer or give me your thoughts. So what is the state of the industry of like the media side? Like, where are we headed? Like, back on TV, or are we staying on TV? Or are we going to another conglomerate platform? Like, where do you think this is going? And then on top of that, I did a little bit of homework. And of our 80 anglers, 30 of the 80 anglers, only 30, have a YouTube channel and have posted in the last year. And that 30 is like reaching.
Yeah.
Like some of those 30 are like, yeah, they posted like twice in like the last year. So like, where do you think this is all headed?
I really don't know. And I'm going to be completely honest with you. And because I like keeping it straight up, right? Even if, because me and you don't have any signed agreement with the league or anything like that. Like, so the guys on Bass, they can't speak ill of Bass, like BASS. The guys in MLF, they've got in their agreement, you can't speak ill of MLF. And I don't necessarily think this is speaking ill, but I think MLF is always going to have trouble because of 51% of their ownership. And 51% of their ownership is the Outdoor Network. You've heard me talk about this before, right? Have you heard me talk about this?
I think I've heard you talk about the Outdoor. You're talking about like the Outdoor Channel? Like
yeah, where the Outdoor. Yeah, the Outdoor Channel. Yep. They own 51% of the league. Well, I think that's an issue because not everybody gets the Outdoor Network. Like, they don't get the Outdoor Channel. So every now and then we'll pop up on like a a Discovery Channel, you know what I mean? Like a pre-recorded thing. But for the most part, you have to subscribe to the Outdoor Channel to see MLF in live form on the weekends, where for BASS, they're on FS1 or ESPN Saturday and Sunday morning. They're, until MLF right. gets away from that part of the contract, which they're 51% of the ownership, I think MLF's going to struggle in that regard, right? But I do think MLF yeah. has the better product as far as watching it on TV. I think they have the better TV product. And as far as like media, I think YouTube's still going to be king. And I think you're going to see the youth that comes into the league already doing it. And it's a lot of the, I don't want to call them older guys. A couple of the older guys have embraced it, but the OGs that haven't really embraced the YouTube and that their own personal, where they push their own media. But I think that's where it's going to have to go on the MLF side, is you're pushing your own media.
Right.
I don't know if that answered yep. what you were going for.
We're just kind of like bouncing off the draft. I mean, like even MLF and Bass for that matter, like, does it stay on TV or like, because you know, TV's like fading.
No, it is.
Like, there's a lot of households that don't even have a cable like subscription.
No, for sure. Like in the traditional sense of cable, like, you know, we do YouTube TV at my house. Like, it's all streamed. We have our traditional channels, but there's a lot of people that only do streaming platforms like Netflix, Disney Plus, ESPN, but they don't do the traditional like live TV where you've got all your channels listed. They just pick and choose. It's a more of an a la carte thing. I think YouTube, there's a lot of people that only have like, they just do free YouTube. Like, that's just what they do, and that's where they get most of their entertainment, which is what me and you have, you know, started telling Mark and Dustin. Like, this is why we like keeping a schedule, because it's just like, we want to do it just like a TV show, where you know pretty much like these days we're going to post something, especially during the season, just because people are looking forward to it, because they need some sort of entertainment. And I'd rather you watch it on our channel than go look for other people's channels. You know what I mean? Like, this, for my own personal benefit, that's the way I want to keep it.
Do you think, like, I'm trying to think, and I don't know if I can think about this off the top of my head right now, but, like, are there super, and when I say successful, I don't necessarily mean, like, in the tournament, like, winnings or whatever, but, mm-hmm. like, super popular, super successful, super influential fishermen that don't have a social following? And I'm trying to think right now if I can think of any, and do you have any off the top of your head?
Not really. I mean, I don't keep up with a lot of BASS anglers. That's just a fact. But Kyle Welcher just won AOI. And he's got a pretty big following. What about Seth Fider? Is he big on YouTube? Does he have a YouTube?
I'm not sure.
I know he does a lot on Instagram and Facebook.
Let's see.
Same thing with Matt Robertson. And I put those two in sort of the same category. They run together. They're kind of buddies. But they've got their...
Does not have a YouTube channel.
Right, but they've got like a cult-like following on their IG and Facebook.
Yeah.
And that would be, but the thing is, they're still using socials. You know what I mean? As far as using what the league gives you to promote yourself, I don't think that there is. No, you've got to do it on your own now.
Yeah.
And honestly, that really goes for any sport, truthfully.
Yeah.
For nearly any sport. And like, I always harp back on like NASCAR, because I'm a pretty big NASCAR fan. Some of the NASCAR drivers are getting into YouTube and self-promoting, and they're picking up personal sponsors as opposed to team sponsors. Because back in the day, the team, the organization got sponsorships. They managed all that. Well, now the driver comes with it in their pocket already. Like, oh, I've already got these sponsors with me. You know what I mean? Yeah. And just give me the car. I'm going to put my sponsors all over it. It's already paid for. I just need the opportunity in the car. And I think that that's kind of the world we're living in, is the world of self-promotion. Because when push comes to shove, who, and this goes for anything in life, when push comes to shove, who's got your best interest really in mind, and who's going to push you the most? You. Like, if you are. So why not have control of it yourself? Now, that can be to your own detriment. If you've, you know, you maybe got an attitude.
Off the rails, kind
of. And we've seen that with some pro athletes that, to their own detriment, or famous rappers, Kanye, to your own detriment, you get on social media and you blast too much, and you sort of expose a little too much. Because what you see on YouTube is, and we talked about this in podcast number two, what you see on YouTube is what you that we choose to show you.
Exactly.
We can't show you everything, and we don't want to show you everything, because there is a personal aspect to this where we've got to keep it private. But at the same time, there's also, not with our guys, but just in general speaking, so I don't want anyone to take this out of context, in general speaking, there's a lot of people in this world that you don't want to see who they are when they turn the camera off. Like, there's a lot of, you know, I've told you some stories about people that I've met that I really wish I'd never met. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it just sort of like, man, you're kind of a jerk in reality. Like, you're really not that nice of a person, and I wish I had never met you, because I really liked who you were on YouTube or on TV, and now I just can't watch. And it took that away from me. So it's to their own detriment, but I do think that that's the way it's going, and I think it's going to continue to go that way. You're going to have to more self-promote. And I think the guys that are doing the YouTube, the self-promotion on Facebook and Instagram, they're the ones getting the better deals.
Do you think... Does it have to be YouTube, or does YouTube add like a huge bump? Because, like, for example, like Cliff Crochet, right? Cajun Baby.
Yep.
He's not on YouTube, but he is heavy on his Instagram.
Yep. And he's like, he's good on TikTok. He's really good on TikTok. He's funny.
Yeah, he posts on TikTok too. And he's posting on Instagram, almost say probably every other day.
Yep.
And so, like, where is the, is that have as much value as the YouTube? Probably not, right?
I don't think it does.
I don't know.
So I'm going to give away some juice, and I hope it doesn't. Surely the 60 to 100 people that hear this, it's going to make so much sense. So what I do, and you do the same thing, we're sort of in marketing, right? Like, in our actual professional jobs, we're in marketing, right?
Yeah.
So if I put on my marketing hat, and that's what I did when I started helping Dustin, I look at YouTube as being more personable, being more approachable, right? And that's the reason I edit Dustin's stuff the way it is. I want it to be sort of clunky and blocky, and like, because Dustin is kind of off the rails, clunky and blocky. Like, it's just, you know what I mean? Like, it's sort of just, we don't know where it's going. We're just going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I want it to edit that way to show that, no, we're just two buddies, that one of us has got a camera, one of us is really good at fishing, and we just kind of hang out and we film everything and we post it. I want it to be so relatable that you can see yourself, like the guys or
so
girls watching.
So much more personable.
Yes. That when, and I've told y'all this story, I want it to be where when we're at a gas station in the morning, someone's not coming up going, oh my gosh, Dustin, can I get your autograph? It's more like, hey, Dustin, last video I was watching you and you were throwing a jerkbait. What jerkbait was that? And they walk up as if they've known you for years, where on Instagram, you're an acquaintance. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On IG and Facebook, you're an acquaintance. But in these videos, we're really pulling back the curtain and showing you their life a little bit. And it's giving you inside knowledge. Now, the flip side of that, very, like, that's what we want. But very shocking to us that y'all know way more about us when y'all approach us than we know about you. So it's like, y'all are like, oh, yeah, dude, I remember this. I remember this. And we're like, who are you again? Like, hell, you got to catch me up to speed. Like, I'm not trying to be awkward with you. I've seen Dustin get in these situations, and he said, dude, it's super awkward. I don't really know, like, what to say, because they know so much about me, and I feel like I just sort of should go with it, but it seems really awkward because I know nothing about them, right?
Well, yeah, you don't want to – if Dustin or whoever would – since they don't know anything about them, they don't have anything to talk about them.
Yep.
So if they talk about themselves, then it could come off as like
you're
selfish or something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. It puts you in a weird situation. But my point being with that, and I think what sponsors need to, and I think they're all starting to pick up on it, the long form content, because right now there's a huge push for short term or short form content, like the Reels, TikToks. Right. I mean, everybody's pushing hard, like to the point where the companies are pushing so hard. And I would almost tell the companies, yes, you absolutely should be doing it, but short form content, I don't think sells products. Not in the sense that the way our guys do it. Like if you're on TikTok at night and you see a cool product that someone goes, hey, check this out. Yeah, it might, right? But that's not really the norm.
Think about it. Like, say you have an angler who posts, let's just say they post two short form pieces of content every day for a week, right? 14 pieces. And let's just call them, I mean, let's just say they're a minute long. Most of them are not a minute long, but let's just say that's only 14 minutes that they've spent over a whole week with them, with basically with this guy. We're posting 20, 25, 30, 35 minute videos.
Yep.
The viewers or the everyday guy, they're getting to know our people more because they're spending, you know, not spending more time in like in a literal sense, but like, they're spending more time through the screen with our guys.
Yep. And I've always said this about sponsors and stuff. You're going to get way more traction on your return on investment from a YouTube video that's been established, that's pushing out content, than you will like a reel. Because in a 30-second reel, I could show you a bait that I'm putting on and me catching a fish. But if I show you the YouTube video, the long form of it, and you see that we caught five in like a, you know, 10 casts, or wow, we only caught three fish in like this whole video on this deal. It comes off more genuine, number one, in a YouTube video, because it tells a full story. And also, if you build that relationship with your audience and you're more of their buddy instead of, you know, just some acquaintance on Instagram, when we make a product recommendation to you, you can see in the eyes whether it's a genuine or a hard sell, right? And you're coming from them as a buddy. Like, hey, you really should check out this bait. Like, it really, really, really works. Like, it actually works, and I'll show you how. And you only get that from long-form content. And I think you can convert more sales from that.
Like, I wonder, like, let's take Rate the Bait, for example.
Yep.
I wonder, like, if there's a bait that all four of these guys have, like, rated pretty high. Like, if people are clicking off this video and going and buy it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh, like they rated this jig like a 9.2 or whatever. If like a couple people don't click off the video when they're done and go buy it, or even during the middle of the video and literally click off and go buy this jig.
Yep. No, I would agree with that. And I think honestly, in my very small size brain, it makes sense to do it that way. And that's the reason we've done it the way we've done it over on Dustin's channel, is we've tried to be not so pushy, not so salesy. We're not going to make a video where we do a hard sell on anybody, because we want it to be more genuine, more organic. And we want to just show you, like, we got out of, at least last year, of just doing these more sit down talking head pieces, which is what we're actually going to do one or two of here in the next week. But regardless, and doing more vlog stuff of just, let's just follow us through a day. Cause we used to go out on the lake and be like, okay, we got to get two videos today. Let's figure it out. And instead of forcing it, we're just like, you know what? Let's just sort of see where the day goes. And you end up with way more funny content. People will connect with it better. And if you do have a product in there that is working really, really well and you talk about it, it's coming from a genuine place as opposed to a salesy place, which is all nobody really likes to be preached to and sold to. So especially when they're just trying to watch a YouTube video. So we try to avoid it. But I think back to the main point, I think it's going to be YouTube, some sort of YouTube competitor. Long form content is still going to be king, and I do think TV's going away.
Yeah,
so I think it's going to be like, self-promoting.
The thing is that people aren't taking into consideration is there's, you know, short form is king right now, but on the other end, podcasts are as popular as ever, and that's the longest form of content that you can get.
Yep, and it's funny that everybody's pushing short form. Most of the short form comes from the long form.
Yeah.
You would never have the short form without the long form. You've got to have the long form to chop up to make short form.
Yeah.
So it's a cyclical argument, but I always think that you're never going to be able to completely get away from YouTube. And I think it's just the world we live in. The reason Reels and TikToks are so popular is because everybody wants that quick hit, that quick high that they can just move on. They don't want to devote that much time to it. But the people that are willing to devote the time to sit down and watch a video, like a full-on video, they're the people that are going to, for sponsorships at least, they're the people that are going to buy anyway because they're invested.
Yep.
It's more of a targeted market. We're really breaking down our audience right now into like, I don't like doing that, but that, I mean, it's the fact. And surely everybody that's listening knows we're not trying to put you in like a pool or a pod, like saying, this is what you do. And this is trying to predict your thoughts. We're just saying in generality, and surely this makes sense to all y'all, what we're talking about. But yeah, like I think self-promotion is really what's, it's going to keep going for a long time.
Yeah. I often wonder, not even just this, just in life general, in general, like what does this look like in 5 years? What does this look like in 10 years?
I never saw TikTok coming.
Like,
well, I did because of Vine, right? Vine was a thing way before, but like, I thought that was dead and gone because it was too short. I was always in it for like the connection, like, oh, I've got a connection with this guy that's showing me his life. I love the vlog style stuff. The it's not really old school, but it kind of is. The Casey Neistat's, where he vlogs every day. You know what I mean? It was just
he's the goat, bro.
Dude, he was the greatest at it. And I was all into that. And honestly, his stuff wasn't very long. It was like 7 minutes long. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't very long. It was very low commitment. But the way YouTube is right now is YouTube has its short side. And I've showed y'all this in analytics, and it's been fun to watch you and BJ sort of pick up on what I've been telling y'all. They really do love pushing a longer video, though. YouTube does.
Yeah.
If you make a longer video, you hit that 25 to 30 to 35 minute video, it gets pushed harder, which is crazy to me because everything is so short. Like, they want short form. But YouTube completely separates them. They've got their Reels side, which has its own little algorithm that runs over there. Then they've got their long form side. And their long form side, it loves long form. Like, it really does. You put a short video out there and it just doesn't get pushed as hard.
Yep.
It's very strange to me, but we're living in two completely different worlds that we've got to play in.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
This is the kind of crap that like literally keeps all of us talking and up at night, like trying to figure out how do we make this better? Because ultimately,
my wheels are always turning.
Me, you, probably not BJ right now, because I mean, what is he doing? We live in the world of views. Like, we've got to get the clicks and the views to keep the bosses happy and to keep everything moving and to keep money flowing in. Because ultimately, that's how we get paid. We've got to have the views. We've got to make content that people want to watch so we can get paid.
Yep.
So that's the world we live in.
But
we don't want to be those clickbait people. We don't want to be clickbait people.
Sometimes we want to be, but we're not.
Yeah, I just can't do it. Like, I try to, and I told you this, I go up to the line of clickbait, and then I take two steps back, and then I'm comfortable there.
Yeah. Yep.
So, that's where we're at. We need to have a podcast like next week. We need to talk about the upcoming season because they've released the dates.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We need to do a podcast on the season and breaking it down because you haven't been to all those places, but there's a couple of them that you've seen on film.
Yes, yes. So let me see here. Let me pull it up real quick.
We'll have to dive into that. Next podcast. That would be a really good podcast to just talk about what I like the new schedule. I like the dates on it at least.
Yeah. So I already, maybe not the planet, right?
Maybe not the locations that correspond to those dates, but I like the dates.
So, you know me, right? I've already got my 2024 calendar. I'm already marking dates off.
Like, yep.
Hey, this is when I'm going to be gone. Da, 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 da. So yeah. Let me see. I've actually haven't been. Dude, I haven't been to any of these.
I
haven't been to any of them.
Kissimmee, right?
Well, we're not going to Heavy Hitters.
Oh, yeah, y'all aren't going to Heavy Hitters.
And interestingly enough, I've never been to Toledo, even though it's in Louisiana. Or on the border?
I've driven past it. Never been to it. There's a lot of places I haven't been to. I was working with Dustin when he went to St. Lawrence, but I've seen it on film, but I've never been. I didn't go. I go to Lay Lake all the time. That's right down the road. That'll be good. That'll be a good one. And freaking Mark made it. How about that? We haven't talked about that. Mark freaking made Red Crest.
Oh, we haven't?
No, we haven't talked about that yet.
That was. I'll be honest. I never said to myself that he couldn't make it.
But I did.
I did say it's going to be really hard.
And no disrespect to Mark, but I did. Like, I was like, there's no freaking way. There's no way.
Yeah.
It would have to be the most epic of epic turnarounds, like back-to-back top tens the last two. And dang it if he didn't do back-to-back top tens the last two to make it.
Yeah, so he made it. He after the first three points events, he was in 77. And then Gunnersville made the cut, finished like 34th. Cayuga 22nd or so, 24th, something like that. And then St. Clair 7th. Yep. And then Saginaw 6th. And made the cut. I think he finished in 39th.
What a freaking turnaround. That was crazy.
You know what's crazy? I told Mark the stat. So up until Gunnersville, and at that point, they had fished three DPT, Red Crest, heavy hitters. That's five. And then he had fished three invitational. So that's eight tournaments he had fished up until Gunnersville. And he had not caught a fish over 4 pounds in eight tournaments in the tournament other than the first day at Okeechobee.
That's crazy.
Eight tournaments. And he didn't catch a 4 pounder in the tournament. Like, what kind of luck even is that?
Not luck.
You would just stumble upon like a 4.5.
I mean,
like
at some point, right? You would have to. You would think you have to at some point. But that's crazy.
Kissimmee? No, 4.5, no 4 pounders.
Yep.
And in a five fish tournament, if you don't catch 4 pounders,
oh, you're done. Like, you've got to have. Yeah. Depending on where it is, obviously, like, you could go to some fisheries that just, they just don't have them. But for the most part, yes. Like, that was,
yep.
I mean, at Saginaw, it was a 3 pounder. If you could catch a few 3 pounders, you were going to be straight. But if you could have 1-4, that was the magic one.
That's what I was kind of like joking with Mark. I'm like, dude, we went to Saginaw. You went to Saginaw, right?
Yep.
Saginaw and caught bigger largemouth than you did at Kissimmee during the spawn / pre-spawn and at Caney. Like, what?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, we'll have to break down the schedule. We need to have a guest on. I've got to get that lined up. I want it to be another camera guy. Obviously. And hell, we may even get like Mark or Dustin or somebody on at one point to just chit chat as well. We've got a lot of things planned. I know the season is over, but we're not stopping. We're keeping going. What's your upload schedule now? Are y'all to one a week?
Yeah. Yep. One a week.
That's where we're at. We're trying to keep one a week.
Yeah. One a week. Right now I'll have it on Sundays. I'll see.
I'm playing with Monday and Tuesday. Like, I would love to drop one on Mondays. But it may end up being Monday or Tuesday, just give or take. Depends on what I got going.
I need to go back and look at my that graph, you know, mm-hmm. and see what it's telling me.
Yeah, I know. Well, so I was looking at that the other day. Apparently, for us, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays are no good in it right now. Huh. So I don't know what happened to Wednesday, but. Something did. It's constantly changing. This is the kind of
crap. At one point, Wednesday was like the best, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. I mean, it constantly changes, and you've got to be on top of it all the time, which is crazy. And I don't think people understand or appreciate that. Yeah, so our worst days are Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Saturday, by far, is the worst.
Well, honestly, ours will, I'm sure, will probably be similar.
Yep. Wednesday's not bad. It's got one peak, but it's everybody else has got two and three peaks.
Huh.
So y'all don't know what we're talking about on this, but there's an analytical tool in YouTube Studio that will tell you the best times that your audience is online or on YouTube. And you can see, like, it's a hot cold map of the times. And Friday and Saturday, super cold. Wednesday, moderately, it's kind of warm, but it's hot. It's really hot on Sunday. Monday, Tuesday's pretty good. Thursday's not really there. And then Wednesday is right after that. But those are the days.
Yeah.
Which is me and Colin always look at these maps to try to figure out what these hot, cold maps, what are the best times that we can get stuff in front of y'all when y'all are online? And y'all thought we just did video editing. Nope. We've got it. There's a whole method to the madness, which is really the secret to YouTube is it's not one thing. It's a million things you've got to juggle. And if you can get them lined up just right, you'll have a video that'll pop. But sometimes it's just pure luck. You throw it out there at the right time. Like I think it was last Monday, you and Mark posted a video of Mark. I guess it was on his back porch or back patio.
Oh, yeah. The never give up.
Yep. That video. And it was like y'all posted it at like 4 or 5. I don't remember what time.
5. Yeah. That's when we normally post 5.
And then Jacob had posted his video of like day 1 and 2 at Saginaw at like 3 that same day. And then we dropped ours at 6. And I was like, well, now you would think in your mind that, oh, this is great. Everybody's got a lot of content on Monday, but maybe people don't have a whole lot of time to devote a Monday to watch all three of our stuff. I really kind of like to spread them out. I just did not realize because I scheduled mine to drop and then I went and ate, hung out with the kids. And then I looked back and everybody had dropped their video on the same time. And I was like, dang, if I would have held that a day, I bet it would have done a little bit better. But I did.
And what video was that you posted?
It was his knockout round.
Knockout?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I took my time on those. Like the videos don't show that I took my time. The videos look like it, you know, same old, same old. I just took my time on getting them done because I have been crazy busy lately. Like with just normal work. Like we had our national meeting down on the Gulf Coast where I was gone for a week. So I was trying to edit while being gone and being like with the company I work for. It's just been nuts. Like I've been here, there, and everywhere. It feels like my daughter had her fourth birthday. We've had she's only 4, but it might as well be her birthday month because we've had a little party with just her little friends. And we've had a family party like the next weekend. And it's been going on and on and on. And I can't break away from it. So it's just been crazy busy. And I've just been trying to keep up with it. Like it feels like to me, I don't know if it feels like to you, Saginaw was forever ago, but it was still just this month. Like at the start of this month, that's where we were.
Yeah, like we got home from Saginaw like 2 weeks ago.
I know, but it feels like it was months ago.
I didn't even think about that, but I agree. Yeah, it feels like it was at least a month ago.
Oh, and I'm like, oh no, that was just earlier this month. Like it was like the 1st through the 6th. Like it was just 20 days ago. Like it wasn't that long ago.
That's crazy.
But it feels like it's been forever. So yeah. If something happens, like July, the whole month we had off with no tournaments in July, which me and you talked about, we didn't have off. That didn't feel like it feels way longer than that. And I don't know, maybe it's just because we don't have a whole lot to look forward to as far as like fishing and editing wise. It's just like, okay, we're sort of going to get in a rhythm. We don't have a tournament, you know, looming over our head or whatever, but. Yeah,
I think it has to do with let me explain it. So during the season up until we literally, this will be the first video that's on the one video a week schedule. Until this, we were a video every 4 days. Well, it's almost like everybody's week is 7 days and my week is 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the time is just flying by. The way I feel like we're just so busy, it kind of gets all jumbled up.
There's so much that has been crammed in between that it makes it feel forever. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's like, okay. Because honestly, during the season, I let a lot of stuff go. And what I mean by that is like stuff that, hey, that I should probably be doing now. It's like, nah, I'm going to punt that and I'm going to wait till after the season, or I'm going to get to that after the season. And now that the season's over, it's almost like you take a breath and you're trying to catch up on everything else. So much has happened personally with all that stuff. It just feels like it's been forever. At least for me, yeah, that's my experience. But
it's crazy, man. And it's, at least for me, we'll kind of wrap this up, but for me, I leave on Friday to go to Kentucky to start deer season, to start the hunts. So we're going to be in Kentucky from the 1st through the 5th. And then we leave from there. We're going back to Oklahoma for probably 2 or 3 days on the way home. Then be home for a few days, going to Missouri. They open on the 15th. So I'll leave on the 14th, go to Missouri for 3 or 4 or 5 days, come home, be home for a few days. The last week of September, going to Texas to get that set up where I hunt out there for bow season, come home, and then back to Oklahoma for October 1st for bow opener there. So
crazy schedule.
It's not going to slow down. Not going to slow down any.
And for me, it's me and Dustin trying to get together once a week and film something, and me sitting at my desk at the house working on marketing campaigns for the company I work for. So it's not as my wife would say, not as sexy as what you're doing, but still pretty busy. Still want to pull your hair out busy.
Yeah, but you're home and I'm not.
So. Yeah, no, that's nice. I do like that. And we are about to go, like I said, the week after Labor Day. We're going to take the whole family down to the beach, which is something there's a point, and I'm just going to get on a personal side. So I've worked my butt off ever since, like everybody has. I've worked my butt off the minute I graduated college, started doing my programming thing with computers. Ended up taking a different path after 9 years working with the company I work for and also filming for Dustin, because the company allows me to do that, so I can do both. And it's like having two full-time jobs. A lot of people may think that, you know, we're out on the water, we edit for, or we film for, you know, 5 to 8 hours a day on the water, and then magically the video just appears. What you don't see is there's 5 hours to 8 hours of re-editing that footage, getting it clean. Then you've got an hour to an hour and a half of doing a thumbnail and a title and getting it posted. That's 2 days right there. And then you've got your full-time job that takes up, you know, 5 days of your week. That's your whole week. You're just working nonstop, which I always try to stop working on Saturday and Sunday, which means I work a lot at night. So I work my tail off, right, is what I'm trying to say. Yep. I work my tail off to get the things that I've got. And one of my dreams was to always be able to be that family that just said, load the family up in the car, like not just my family, but extended family too, in-laws, brother-in-law, mother-in-law, father-in-law, my brother-in-law's wife, just rent out a giant house at the beach and everybody come with us. Like, I'm paying for it. Like, I wanted to get to that point in life. And I finally did that this year, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to have a big family trip, and this is not so much as a beat my own chest. This is more of a, if I don't do it, I don't know who will in the family, and I want this for my daughters. So I've got a 10-month-old and a 4-year-old. I want them to have that where they're with their nana and their pop-pop on the beach playing. It's the memories that they're going to get that I'm really after. But I have worked so hard to get to this point, and I just want to relish in it, and I don't want to work when I get there, is what I'm basically saying. So if y'all don't get a video that week, Dustin may fire me, but you may not get a video that week if we don't get one filmed. And if you do, it's going to be like a layup video. And Colin knows what I mean by that. Like, the layup video is basically what I'm saying. It's like, it's a layup in basketball. It's going to be a let's sit and talk type video. So watch that for me if y'all can. If you're listening to this, watch that video. Because it's probably going to be a layup video. But on a personal side, I'm super proud that I'm to that point. I may never financially recover from it, but that's where we're at. So,
well, if they watch your videos, you will.
Yeah, just watch the videos. Just keep that going. Like, it for everybody that watches, I get maybe, I don't know, an eighth of a penny. So watch it 8 times so I can get a penny. Anyway, but yeah, no, that's the exciting thing that we've got going. My daughters have been talking about this for months. They want to go to the beach and with Nana and Pop Pop.
I am very, very jealous because we used to be the family that did that.
Yep.
We would go on two vacations a summer.
Mm-hmm.
One just me, my mom, and my dad. And the other one was like the big one. Like y'all are going on like the cousins and the aunts and all that. And I haven't been on a vacation since 2018. And I really am going to try my best to do that next year, next summer.
You need to. It just reminds you what you
I need for. A reset, dude. I need a reset.
It just reminds you, it recenters you and reminds you of what you work for. But and it's not just the fact you work to go to the beach. It's the fact that you work to go to the beach with your family or go wherever you're going to go. And it's just like what you said when you were out in the woods. It's the memories, right? It's really just the memories. And so the place we rented out, it's got its own private pool. Like it is a giant house. It's got its own little pool. It's on the beach. And I wanted the pool because my girls love the pool, right? I know you're driving all that way to the beach, but we don't have a family member with a pool. So, freaking, they love the pool. So, Riley's going to be jumping in and out of the pool. We're going to have grandparents there. It's just, it's going to be one of those things where I know I'm going to remember it. And I told my wife, I said, and if it goes well and everybody's happy and we're freaking going to re-up and we're going to do it again. And I want to make it a yearly thing where, because ultimately, this is the kind of crap that I remember talking about. Me and you talked about this when I told you I was going to do this during the season. And you told me about that freaking camper trip y'all went on. And I told my wife about it. I was like, we probably need to do that one day where y'all are traveling all over with cousins and everything. I said, ultimately, yeah, the places you go are cool, but it's really the people you're with. And I said, and that's what I want them to remember. I said, and it's not so much just for them. Unfortunately, the way life works, her mom and dad, my mom and dad, they're not going to be around forever. So it's just as much for us as it is for them, as far as the kids go, is what I'm saying. So I'm telling you, this is a friend on this podcast. You need to take some of that time.
I know.
You need to take some of that time.
I know, I do.
Because 2018 was 5 years ago, bud. A lot happens in five years. So anyway, we just got on a personal note there, but we're going to wrap this up. We're gonna try to have some guests on in the next couple. I think we probably don't have a guest on this next one. We just re-up and we talk about the schedule. Me and you break down the schedule.
Yeah.
And it may not hurt to bring a pro in to talk about it.
Okay.
I'll set that up, but their schedules are so chaotic. If it's just us, well, then you're just going to have to get over it. It's just going to be us talking about it.
It won't be Mark because he is leaving on the 29th for a one-week-long he's going to stay on a boat in the deep ocean to tuna fish for a week.
He's going out on the Pacific for 7 days.
Off the grid.
In a boat. He's going off the grid. He's Keith Pochang at Off a Grid.
Yeah. He said he's going to film it, so I expect that to be a video.
Yeah.
I know it's salt water and it probably will bomb, but hey, we're in the off season, so.
This is the time to try things, and a video is a video.
Yep.
So anyway, we appreciate you guys tuning in. Thanks for following along. We've actually got a lot of, I don't know if y'all have seen it on your channel, Mark's channel. We've got people that are commenting on Jacob's channel and Dustin's channel that they listen to the podcast, which is freaking awesome. Like leaving comments in the videos. Yeah. Yep.
That's pretty cool.
It's been really cool that they've allowed us to have a little voice on here and talk about stuff, even to their own demise. Because I think Dustin's comment was about, you know, how he lives in the house with all those bottles and everything in his room. And that was the comment. They were like, Dustin, we don't know about you. We just listened to the I'm Just a Camera Guy podcast. And I don't know, buddy. Like, you may need to clean that up. And Dustin kind of looked at me like, what are they talking about? I was like, don't worry about it. Just don't listen to the podcast. Don't worry about it. Like, just don't worry about it. So anyway, we're gonna let y'all slide. We're going to slide too. I've got a meeting to go to. Colin, I'm sure you've got some hogs to tend to. And have you been busting any of them?
Yeah.
Have you busted?
No, I haven't. I haven't killed any. But Mark probably won't listen to this, and he won't be happy if he hears this. But yesterday, I killed a rattlesnake.
All right. And on that note, we got to get out of here because Colin may lose his job. He's already said too much. We'll catch you guys on the next one. Y'all have a good one.